It's tough being Mexican-American these days, especially when immigration officials are rounding up so many people from the same ethnic background. The fact is, Mexican immigration defines what it means to be Mexican-American, and it shapes their assimilation. Most European groups saw immigration from their ethnic homeland plummet in the 1920s, and so the immigrant experience is locked away in old pictures and museums for most hyphenated Americans. Not so for Mexican-Americans. Immigration from their homeland has been virtually continuous for a century. This makes assimilation for Mexican-Americans different, but not how most people think. The Mexican-American experience looks a lot like a classic tale of assimilation. Mexican-Americans speak English, intermarry, and live in ethnically mixed neighborhoods. They work next to you at the office, teach your children in school, coach little league teams, run the Chamber of Commerce, march in veterans parades. They may even govern your city or state. But ongoing Mexican immigration puts a twist on this tale of assimilation. Large numbers of new immigrants can make life difficult, even for people who trace their roots in the U.S. back 3 and 4 generations. Mexican Americans are never safe from erroneous assumptions that they are foreigners. Where are you from? No, where are you really from? Are all too common questions. These questions take on a serious tone when asked by law enforcement personnel who suspect Mexican Americans of being illegal foreigners. But continuous immigration can make being Mexican-American easier, too. They have constant access to the food, language, and traditions that make ethnicity enjoyable. And so Mexican-Americans, if they choose, don't have to worry about being ethnically bland, a common lament among their European origin friends. Ongoing immigration doesn't derail the assimilation of Mexican-Americans, but it does change how assimilation happens. With a perspective, I'm Tomas Jimenez.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.